world of thrills and suspense. A world that will twist your brain into a pretzel and leave you questioning exactly what you heard. Get ready to delve deep into the recesses of your brain, where time, space, logic, intelligence, cognition, comprehension dare not to tread. Be prepared to unlock the mysteries of the mind. And now for another mind-melting tale.
Tonight's episode, I, Robot, You, Jane.
My name is Dr. Roberts. I'm a scientist, a robotologist, and I am making a man out of metal. With my assistant, Igor, tonight you shall make history. Igor!
Yes, what is it, Master?
Why don't you bring your hump back over here? I need another wrench.
Oh, which size wrench do you want this time, Master?
Does it matter? We're making a robot. This is not brain surgery.
Here, take this one. I don't know. I have no idea what these tools are.
All right, if I just hammer on the nail here. Okay, I think I finally got it in.
Do you need the scalpel?
No, not tonight.
No scalpel.
No, I'm not cutting myself anymore. I think I've gotten over that little problem. Anyways, tonight, we bring our creation to life.
Can I push the buttons, Master?
Yes, you may push the buttons. But this time, please do them in the right... Hold on. Please put them in the right order so we don't blow the damn thing up. I'm not making another one of these tonight.
Pull this lever, and then bang your head against the wall 3 times.
Yes.
And then row all over the buttons in the console.
Yes. We've got it right this time. Look. It's moving. It's alive. It's alive. They called me mad at the Academy. Stupid. Moronic. Now, who's mad? Is it working?
I don't know. Let me poke it with the stick.
Ow.
Nope, not working. Try again.
Hit it harder. Wait, this time I think it might be reacting a little. Smack it with that pipe over there.
This isn't working. I'm going to hook up the voltage to 200,000 volts and I'm going to crank this baby up.
Good idea. The men at Radio Shack said this could handle that much.
I was practicing with myself last night.
That's what that was. The smell of ozone filled the entire hallway. Disgusting.
It made me hungry for toast.
You smelt like toast. Robot!
I live.
Did you see that? He is alive!
It worked!
All that ranting before was not wasted. And they did call me mad. I remember it. I remember it as if it was happening yesterday. Oh, I think I'm having a flashback. Hold on.
Here we go again.
Oh. Well, here I am at the Academy Robotique.
Why am I in the flashback now, with you, Master? This never happened
because...
to me!
Because you're always in the flashback with me. You're always in my thoughts, Igor. That's why I bought you in the first place.
No. Well, let's go then. Everything's all blurry and white.
Oh, there it is. Hold on. Here we are at the Academy Robotique in France. And of course, there's the leading robotic scientist from Mississauga right there.
Oh, hi there, Dr. Kravitz.
Ah, Professor Monstro Lorgonor. Sorry, I got something caught in my throat. Professor Monstro, how are you doing?
Just fine. How are you doing?
Well, I'm making myself a robotic man.
What? Excuse me? You making robots?
Well, yes. I know I didn't pass the robotics course.
I should think not.
Yes, and the correspondence course wasn't quite good either. I mean, that matchbox did say, you know, I could become a robotics expert.
And you failed your literacy test. Don't forget that, Master.
Well, that's why I was reading a matchbox, and I signed up and ended up doing some sort of course about how to clean out phones. I didn't know. I can't read.
Yes, and don't forget, you forgot your basic arithmetic, too. You failed that.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, Igor, you're
and you
not
failed to
my
make
situation.
Your father happy, which is why he kicked you out of the house. Remember, you failed that too, Master.
I remember that quite well, Igor. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry, continue. I'm sorry, continue.
Oh. Anyways, I was going to say, through intuition, my own brilliance inside my head, I think I figured out the robotic problem of creating artificial intelligence in a robotic unit.
What? But if you could do that, that'd take us a whole heap of steps further into the future. If you have done this.
Well, I'm going to do it.
Oh.
After this flashback is over, you'll see. I have done it. And I'm writing a book called A Whole Heap of Extra Steps Into the Future. How I Did It. By Dr. Robert, whatever the hell my last name is.
Well, you didn't write it. You dictated it to me, and I had to write it. You're...
Please stop bringing up my illiteracy. Ixnay on the illiteracy... X. Oh, God, I can't even do this right.
Your flashbacks are long, Master.
Well, that literacy problem hasn't really troubled many of our graduates here at the Institute de Robot Technique.
Oh, yeah, that is correct. My robotics has been more inspired from my illiteracy than any other. So, Dr. Fakey, what do you think? You think you can make yourself a robot out of, what, a tin can and a couple of tinker toys? No, you cannot.
Oh, I bet you this doctor could not even make a croissant.
That's right. In fact, I made a robotic croissant the other day. I call it
delicious.
Yes. But before I ate it, it actually did all of my arithmetic. And it built a car. A Lotto. It was amazing. And then I ate it. Delicious. So, Mr. Stinky Portman, what do you think you're going to do, huh? Make a robot? You cannot make a robot. Only the French know how to make a robot. Nobody else.
But he could not even make love.
Oh, yes. You see, there's a secret ingredient in making a robot that no one knows about. Not even the Japanese. Do you know what that secret is?
No, tell me, what is it?
Wires?
No, good. Shh! Shut up! What? Parce que façon, nous voulons. Tell us! No, my friend, you cannot make a robot with just wires. God, how does he know so much about the robots? He's got a hump, and he's a small little dwarfy man. He's nothing but a gnome. Look at him. How can he know so much about robots?
What are they saying, Master? I can't understand their language.
I don't...
They say you're too short to be smart. That's what they're saying.
The hillbilly is correct, Mr. Gnome. You cannot build a robot with just wires.
You know what? This flashback is going a little too long. I must go back to the present. Oh!
Wait, Master, take me with you! Don't leave me here!
Oh, little gnome, why don't you be my friend and sit on my lap for a little while?
I don't think so.
Have a croissant!
I have a robot to build.
Oh, my. That flashback went way too long. Ate up too much time. But in the end, now you realize why I have to build this robot. Because I have to show those snooty French bums that we, too, can build a great robot. Isn't that right, Igor?
Sorry, I fell asleep. That was one of the most boring, longest flashbacks I've ever been a part of.
It doesn't matter. Let's see if we can test our robot to see if it has intelligence. Robot!
Yes?
What is 2 plus 2?
2 plus 2 is... 4.
Is he correct?
This robot, this robot is stupid. No. Go back and rewire it. Go back and rewire it. It doesn't know even basic arithmetic.
Hold on a second. Robot.
Yes?
Will you read this book for me?
Which book would you like me to read?
This one right here.
Oh.
Read it.
C-Deck. C-Jack, run. Run, Jack, run.
He can read more than you could, Master. He is brilliant.
It's the smartest robot I've ever created. Even smarter than that
I even had trouble with the Jack part. That took me a while to get.
Yes. I kept using the word off afterwards. I couldn't understand a damn thing about the story. Anyways, now that we have a robot that can read and add, basically, I can use it to finally get revenge on all those people who laughed at me.
Sorry, I wasn't laughing yet.
Better...
Laughing with you.
You better not be. Robot, I want you to go after that snooty man from the Académie de Robotique. And I want you to kill him.
You want me to love him?
No, I said kill him.
You said love him.
Oh, good God. Failed again. What is wrong? Robot.
Here we go. God, I'm running out of paper keeping track of all of your failures, Master.
Look, I want you to edit down that biography you're writing. I don't want half of those failures to show up. I only need enough to show that it was hard to do the robot. Don't make me look like an idiot.
Should I change the title, too?
It depends. What's the title now?
I've never met such an epic failure in all of my life. A memoir from Igor.
Well, if you take out the memoir from Igor part, then yes, we can do that.
I suppose so, Master.
I want full credit on this. Put my name on there. A memoir by Dr. Fliggleflobbleflubble. Rob.
As long as I can make the audiobook.
Absolutely. That option was never, ever going to be anything but you, Robot. Now, Robot.
I love you.
What? Robot cannot love? What are you saying?
Robot, love you, Master.
Igor, come with me for a second.
Yes, what is it, Master?
Did you hear what the robot said?
Yes, he said he loves you. It's the most...
Something...
Sorry, go ahead. I was just thinking how disgusting that is.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yes.
Wrong. It's immoral. Robots cannot love.
But he is really shiny.
Well, yes. And the giant metal phallic object I put in front of him, well, you know, that was interesting, yes, too, but I never thought he'd use it.
And the golden blonde wig you put on him really sets off his robotic eyes.
The lipstick, too, around his little robotic lips. If he had lips. But still, yes, it's wrong. It's immoral. There's nothing worse than robosexuality.
Well, if you want me to, Master, I can get the video camera and we can have ourselves a YouTube night with the robot.
Are you kidding? If they found out our secret, I'd be drummed out of the Robot Academy forever. No.
Weren't you already?
Well, only for stupidity, but this is worse. This is actually embarrassing.
No.
We must keep this a secret. I must find a way to reprogram the robot so that it kills, not loves.
Okay, Master.
Give me a chart of the original programming.
Let's see. No. Ah, here it is. Written in crayon.
Let's see. Line 10, print I love you. Line 20, go to 10. God damn. This program's going to be a little bit faulty, I think. We'll have to change something. Maybe add an extra line or something. I'll never be good at programming. The fact that
me
I can
neither,
even read
Master.
This much is just a miracle.
It really is. I didn't think you could read that much.
But I memorized it, okay?
Robot, Mrs. Robot, Mrs. Master. Robot, Mrs. Master.
Robot. I'm here. God, he's so needy. Robot!
I was about to shed robot tears.
Don't do that! You'll short-circuit your entire body. Then you'll be no use to anyone. Not that you're much use right now. No, Robot. I need you to find a way to dig deep into yourself and use your love for me to kill.
Master,
Yes?
Insert 3.5-inch floppy now.
Igor?
Yes, Master?
Do you have a floppy on you to install into the robot?
Oh, Master, a gentleman never divulges such information.
Programming, you moron!
Oh, yes! The disks! Yes! Okay, I have the disks. Here is one.
Which one is that?
It's called the murder disk.
No, that's not going to work. That one's basically, I call it the murder disc, but it's about how to make a mean pie.
Ooh.
Kills at any competition.
Put that in my
no,
pocket.
I want you to find the disc called Fluffy Fluffy Boom Boom.
No, let me dig through here. I was wondering why you kept going to that website, Master. Here you go. Fluffy Fluffy in the Boom Boom.
Not in the... No, not that one. God, no. I didn't know you even had that one around. No, Fluffy, Fluffy, Boom, Boom.
Oh, here it is, right behind there. There you go.
God, no. Take that disc and burn it. No, wait. No, put it in my room under the pillow. Don't do that.
Yes, Master.
No, Fluffy, Fluffy, Boom, Boom is a kid's show. So sappy and horrible that it will make any person want to murder. We're going to insert that into the robot. And then... After playing that disc 1,000 times in his little robotic brain, he'll kill anything and anyone. Stop laughing when I laugh.
Sorry.
It takes away from the dramatic moment.
I get caught up in the moment, too. I'm just as excited as you, Master.
Good. If you're so excited, then pop the disc into his slot.
Are you ready for this, robot?
Yes, only if you provide cigarette after...
Oh, let me check my pockets here.
Here, you can have one of mine.
Robot's been alive for an hour, he's addicted.
He's a dick, all right, but here we go. Is it in?
Yes, it's in, Master. Sorry.
I couldn't tell.
I got caught up staring at its beautiful robot eyes.
Robot, I want you to scan that disc.
Scanning disc now.
Fluffy, Fluffy, Boom Boom Show will make it mad. Mad as I went. Why
now? Sorry.
Every time I say that word, it just makes me go a little bit mad. I'm sorry. I really have to calm down. Robot!
What?
Scan the disc again.
Scanning disc again.
How does it feel, robot? Do you feel any emotion whatsoever besides love?
Yes, I feel euphoria.
God damn! This robot is tougher to crack than any other nut I've ever cracked before in my life. And I've cracked quite a few. Cashew, walnut, beechnut.
Cashews, acorns.
No,
you failed at the acorns. Yes, that's number 35 on the list. Yes.
My bucket list. One day I will crack an acorn. I'll tell you that much. And I'll build a robot to do it too.
I will crack an acorn for you, Master.
No, your job is to kill my enemies. How can I bring him?
If I
go ahead, robot. What do you have to say for yourself?
If I kill for you, will you love me?
Yeah, sure. You know, baby, I'll do anything for you if you do that for me.
I will only kill for love.
All right, then. Yes, go ahead and kill for love. I want you to find Professor Frou-Frou and make sure that you kill him good. And slow. Mostly slow, but good. Can you do that, robot?
Yes, using GPS satellite imaging to track Professor now.
He's awesome, isn't he? I built that in. Everyone said, who wants to have a robot that gets tracked wherever it goes? And I said, no, wait, the robot can also track, too. Awesome. Robot, have you found him yet?
Located in France.
Then use your retro rockets, go to France, and kill my enemy.
Yes, Master.
Oh, my goodness. I have not eaten so much fromage in all my life. I don't think I'll poop for a week. What is the sound of that? Sounds like a rocket or landing in my backyard. Hey, you, in my backyard, who are you?
Come out and make this easy.
Make it easy? I am not going to make anything easy. I'm French, for God's sakes. I'm going to be arrogant and snotty as much as possible. And you, my friend, are, what, a shiny little... Oh, look at you. You're some kind of robotic man, are you not?
Yes, a robotic man. In desperation for love.
For what?
Love.
Oh, écoute-moi, monsieur robot. No robot can have love. It is disgusting. It is wrong. It is immoral.
I say.
Yes.
It's not a robot on the lawn.
As a matter of fact, it is.
Oh, I dare say. We were ready for our weekly croquet match, and there's a stupid robot on the lawn.
I was just eating a croissant, and I saw this robot, and it's interrupting my croissant.
Yeah, who the hell brought in that damn robot?
Yeah, well, my pastry got destroyed completely by the... I had a nice, what do you call it, you know, that's a thing that, it's really fluffy and it rises and if it's too loud it falls. You know, one of those.
Souffle?
What? Souffle, yeah, souffle, that's what I had. I one of those things.
Souffle.
I can't remember those French words. I cannot say half of those things. It's just a different language, you know, I can't understand.
We can only speak English in a French accent.
That's right. avec moi. But anyways.
You think my love is disgusting?
Well, Mr. Robot. Who is it that you love?
I love Dr. Whatever his last name is.
Ah, Dr. Whatever his last name is. I know that man. I remember him.
That fool?
Yes, remember he was there in the flashback a while back ago.
Oh, yes. That flashback 2 hours ago that I missed that you people keep talking about.
Well, you know, it was quite a bit of interest for the rest of us because we kept going back to the same time when the most boring thing happened, but...
You were too busy playing croquet in another flashback.
That's right.
That's right.
You were in the flashback where you were winning the croquet game. Where is it not? I think. I don't know. Or was it the one where you lost the croquet game? I don't know. You just do the croquet, you don't do the croquet, you do the croquet, you don't... Every flashback you have is about croquet. What is wrong with you?
Oh, that matters.
Why am I becoming Spanish?
Your mother's side of the family is coming out. Oh, God. How about you just go ahead, walk away right now. I'll take care of the robot. Must it always be me? Look, robot. There's a lake right behind you, and I'm going to push you into that lake. And you will short...
Robot! Robot! This is your master calling from... Well, back home. The man is about to push you into the Royal Lake. Wants to destroy you. You must kill him. If you love me, you'll do it.
I love master.
That's great. Excuse me, I'm going to try to put... Oh, it's a heavy robot. I can't seem to push him into the lake. Maybe I'll just try beating my hands
on
it.
I'm going to put my claws around your neck and squeeze.
No! No, God! I want to win a match for once.
Oh, mon dieu, look what he is doing to that man. He's squishing his neck. He looks like
Francois. Oui, oui. So much blood.
Yes, his head is coming off.
Well, if you're going to do that, don't waste him. Squeeze his liver out onto a nice cracker or something. We can have some nice fagua.
You're next, punks.
Oh! Look at it! He's coming at us!
Oh, no!
Very slowly.
Wee-wee! I just wee-weed all over my wee-wee!
I think we could probably escape if we walked away, but, I am too full with my cheese and the fromage has got... you know what? I can't move at all. Hey, robot!
The croissant has made me so bloated!
Robot, go away! Don't... Oh, he's getting closer. Oh.
You think my love is disgusting? You know
yes, robosexuality is disgusting.
You want to know what is disgusting?
What?
Your brain's against your wall.
Oh!
You, the one from Missituckee, you get a free pass.
Oh, thank you, sir. Whatever you need. You need me to point out any of these other people that may have said bad things about your master?
Yes, point out all the ones who have said bad things against the master.
Well, you see that building over there in the distance? Just walk in there, whoever you come across, they probably have said something bad. Now, me, I don't talk bad about people. I just pretty much live and let live, that sort of thing. So you just go ahead, take care of business, and I'll be catching the first train back to America.
This sounds like a great time for a montage where you hear me laughing maniacally in the background while people scream.
Well, Igor, it looks like our robot will be coming back any time now.
Well, finally, I got sick of waiting for him.
Well, look,
Gunny, here he comes. Time murdering people.
Well, you know,
I have done so much evil for the love of the master.
You'll get used to it. I've done a lot of evil for the master.
We won't talk about that now, will we?
Like his dirty laundry, his dishes.
Yes.
I've taken him for walks, bought his groceries.
Yes. And don't forget shaving my back hair.
Yes, combing your back hair.
No, shaving
and
it.
And braiding your armpit
hair.
Well,
yes, you braided the armpit hair. Anyways, robot, you've done a good job, and I'm very proud of you.
Trying to teach you to read?
Yeah, I'm not going to learn how to read, so give it up.
I can teach you when we spend our time in our summer cottage.
I'm sorry, robot. No, that's not going to happen. You see, a man and a robot cannot be in love. You're just a machine. You cannot love. You think you do. It's a simulation. Truth is, I'm a man and you're a robot. Robosexuality is immoral. It's not going to happen. There's nothing on this earth you can say that will change the fact that I'm a man and you're a robot. And that's that.
But you're not a man.
What?
You're a robot.
A what? No! That's not possible. I mean, I'll prove it to you.
That would explain why you're so stupid, Master.
No, I'm not a robot.
No human is that dumb.
No, robot, you're lying. I'm going to hit you. My arm.
Oh.
Oh, look at that. There's a bunch of circuits hanging out of my arm. I'm not a robot, though.
No, those are veins.
Yes.
Wiry veins.
Has to be.
Out electricity.
I'll prove I'm not a robot. Ask me to calculate.
Ask you to calculate?
No, wait. Hold on. Give me an equation to... input my data... upgrade my system... I'm not a robot. I am Doctor, whatever the last name is! I cannot be a robot!
Oh my gosh, I'm a robot!
No. Discovering you're a robot makes you speak like one all of a sudden.
Now our robot love can flourish.
Well, when in Rome, do what robots do. Now that I've come out of the robot closet, I know what I have to do now.
You people are too weird for me. I think I'm going to leave, go to Romania, and apply for a job about some guy trying to make some sort of monster come to life. I think I'll do better there than I have with these idiots.
Hold on a second. Before you do that, notice that we have new programming. There's only one thing we can do so that our love will last, other robot.
What is that, lover?
Kill all humans! Kill all humans! Kill all humans!
All humans. Kill all humans.
Yes, you guys have fun with that. I'm leaving.
Kill
goodbye.
All humans.
Kill all humans.
Kill all humans.
Kill all humans.
Kill all humans.
You guys are still saying that? I'm waiting for the taxi outside and I can hear you.
Kill all humans. Kill all humans. Kill all humans. Kill all humans.
You've been listening to Mysteries of the Mind. Tonight's episode, starring King Penguin, Doc on the Web, and Murphy Kid. Special guest star, The Monk. Written by Murphy Kid, King Penguin, and Doc on the Web. Sound effects provided by Earcom and Freesound.org. Music provided by Earcom. For more things mysterious and more episodes, visit mysteriesofthemind.podomatic.com for your exciting Mystery Mind adventures.